songs like Abundantly and I'm Not Perfect?
Well, Abundantly, man, just back to showcasing the true essence of who Jay is. You know, a lot of times, you know, the people who are just straight up Jay Moss supporters, and when you want that straight up Jay Moss fix, you know, you have to have songs like Abundantly, where it's not a whole lot of drumming going on, not a whole lot of instrumentation. It's just you in a piano bed or you in a string bed or something like that. And that's what we got from Abundantly. And the song's source is basically talking about how, you know, living with Jesus, and it's not just living life, but it's living that life that's more abundantly. How can we live without having that abundant life that he offered us, man? And then, of course, I'm Not Perfect with Anthony Hamilton. I mean, what more can I say? I mean, he's a superstar over in the secular world. And he was nice enough to come over and share with his boy on the joint called I'm Not Perfect.
Man, you got some great songs like Dance and Let It Go. This is a project that you can put on and let it track, man. When you did this project and when you put it together, did you think this would be a project that you could just put it on and let it track?
Well, we always try to make records like that, man. Records where you can just kind of put it on and you don't have to start forward, fast forwarding through. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't approach any song like it's a filler song. When we put it on the record, we put it on there with anticipation of it being a single. You know, every song is a possible single. And all the people that write us, you know, on the websites and write the reviews up, and they call us and they tell us at the shows that we do, you know, they always come up to us and say, you know, this is just a record I love from top to bottom. And as producers, man, we have to try our best to give people a full, well-rounded product, man. And that's what we got on VQ.
How has success changed Jay Moss, or has it?
Oh, man, in a major way, man. You know, just from being an artist now, I can't go some of the places that I used to go. I can't indulge in a lot of the things I used to indulge in. Just because, you know, as an artist, man, and a leader in ministry, you just have to, you have to watch it back, man. You have to make sure that you're always setting an example, and a good example. And then the demand on your life, you know, people are pulling on you from every angle, and you know, at some point you have to stop and posture yourself to be a daddy and a husband and all of that, you know. So you have to have that balance in your life and not let family feel like they're being neglected. And so in terms of all of that, juggling my time and my life and my lifestyle, it has been a major, major, major change. And it also takes away from me being the producer and writer that I was. You know, and that was a passion and a love of mine, man, just to create music. And I don't have a lot of time to do that. So those are some of the biggest challenges of being an artist now.
What's, when we talk about expiring artists, what can you leave with an expiring artist besides telling them you need to be from Detroit?
Well, you know, that helps. You know, Detroit, man, coming up, you know, at some of the spots, one of the main spots we used to have is called Bailey's Cathedral, man. It's a place on Curtis and Livernois. And, man, if you frequent Detroit, you're just about going to have to see that place, or you know about that place, or you heard about that place, man, where on any given night you would have the Clark Sisters or the Thomas Woodfield Company and Commission and the Winans and Vanessa Bell Armstrong and James Moore, and all on the same stage, you know. It's just everybody coming up doing two songs and completely one behind another, you know, just killing the place, man. And that's what we came up in. You know, it was just all around us. It was in all the churches across the city, you know, and it was just a requirement that you had to bring your A-game because there were so many A-games before you.
I'm glad you mentioned Bailey's Cathedral because I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to interview and talk to a guy named Ken Wilson.
Okay.
And he told me, he said, man, everybody, the who's of Detroit, you know, had to come through Bailey's Cathedral.
That was the Apollo. That was the gospel Apollo, man, you know. And if you didn't bring your A game, if you brought your A minor game, the folk would let you know, man, you know. And because you knew at the end of the night, Dr. Clark was going to call Karen and Twinkie up there to do, and you know they wasn't going to leave nothing standing. So whatever you had to do before you got up, you know, or before they got up, you had to really, really, really bring it. And it wasn't just Karen and Twinkie, man. I mean, it could be Marvin and them night with the Winans. You know, it could be Vanessa's night. It's just whoever was hot at that time, whoever was feeling good that night, you know, you just never knew how it was going to turn out at the end of the night at Bailey's.
You know, you've been so successful. How does it make you feel to know that J Moss's music is also being played on mainstream radio?
You know, mainstream is what we're really after, man. I'm not going to front and sit here and tell you that, oh, no, that doesn't matter to me. It's all about the ministry. But I've realized that the ministry that I have is beyond the four walls of the church, man. I mean, this V2 record is you know, I always give this example. You know, my pastor has two types of sermons, man, and he has his Sunday morning sermon, and then he has his Bible study sermon. And, you know, in Bible study time, you know, he puts on that lapel mic and he comes from behind that pulpit and comes down there on the floor level with the people and just kind of walks the aisles and talks about everyday life application and how our biblical practices need to match up with our everyday practices and how it helps us. And that's what V2 is all about, man. This is the Bible study record. You know, I'm all up in your job. I'm in your finances. I'm in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? I'm in your drive home from work. I'm everywhere. You know, we're outside of the pulpit on this one. We're really trying to reach the unchurched and for us to get those crossover songs that are played on those stations, man, just really helping the effort because we're reaching those that may not go to the, the satellite gospel station or they may not have a taste for the AM gospel station in their city, you know. So that really helps us get this message across.
What's next for J Moss?
I don't know, man. I just try to take it one day at a time as much as I can. You know, I'm just trying to be the best deliverer of ministry that I possibly can right now because that's what's just important to me. You know, the Lord did speak to me and he told me, he said, Jay, I'm not going to have you in this psalmist position very long. And I don't know what the Lord's long is. I mean, that could be 12 years. That could be, you know, maybe one more album. I don't know what that is, but I know he did speak to me and tell me that it wasn't going to be for a long period of time, but he didn't really show me what's up next. And I'm glad he didn't because sometimes we'll get too caught up in the next step that we trip over the one that we're on. So I definitely just want to right now stay in my lane, stay in this position, and do all that God has called me to do for this one.
And the project finally is called V2. What do you mean by V2?
V2 is Volume 2, man. The saga continues. You know what I'm saying? The first one was V1. And now we're on to V2, another dimension in him.
J Moss has returned. Jay, it has been a pleasure, and it's always a pleasure talking to you. And, man, I'm always learning a whole lot from J Moss. And to come in at number one, again, I congratulate you. You got some great music. Love playing J Moss music. And I'll tell you, when I play J Moss music, the phone lines light up. I'm telling you.
Somebody's listening out.
Hey, you got that right. Jay, hey, continue your success, continue your ministry, and may God continue to bless you.
HJ, man, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for allowing me to come into your space for just a few minutes, man, to tell my side of the story, man. And I hope you continue to support us, man, as you've done down through these months and these years, man. It doesn't go lightly. We really appreciate it because we know we can't do it without you. And I always like to mention the website. It's insidejmoss.com, and we're also on MySpace at the same, Inside J Moss. Thanks a lot for your support, man. We love everybody. Keep me lifted in your prayers.
Will do. Thank you, Jay. Our guest, okay. J Moss on Star 94.1.